Do I hold in my mind's eye the picture of a person's true worth from God's perspective? Or do I mentally subtract value based on my judgment about their relative muddiness? What's it worth? Several years ago, I had to sell my mom's house. I grew up in this house. I learned to walk, talk, ride a bike, build a tree fort, drive a car, all in that house. I didn't drive the car into the house. Actually, that was another house and another story. I helped my dad landscape the yard. We built a pond and waterfall in the backyard, and we built an addition onto it. My mom had lived in that house for 30 years. All our memories were in that house, but we needed to sell it. So we listed it for what we thought it was worth, and it sat and sat and sat on the market. The realtor said, "You need to lower the price. It's only worth what someone's willing to pay for it." We valued the house based on the time and creative energy put into it, plus the sentimental value no one else could see. Another year passed. Finally, we lowered the price, and the house sold. The realtor was right. The true value of anything is established by the highest price a person will pay for it. So what's the true value of the muddiest human being? What is the highest price someone will pay? God paid a ransom to save you from the empty life you inherited from your ancestors. And the ransom he paid was not mere gold or silver. It was the precious blood of Christ. 1 Peter 1:18 and 19. Jesus said, "When I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all people to myself." John 12:32. God set the value of each person by what he was willing to pay. He values you, me, Hawkeyes, gays, drug addicts, sexual predators, crooked corporate CEOs, nice happy people, every person with an eternal value. All he could pay. Why? Because he sees what we are truly worth to the artist who put in creative energy and holds in his mind an eternal memory of his image, fully restored in each unique masterpiece. So what would possess us to devalue people? How can we claim to follow Christ if we don't restore value to people he valued with his own lifeblood? Maybe the problem is we just don't see what Jesus sees. What do you see? Pro baseball player Matt White had an aunt who struggled to make ends meet for years, living on 50 acres of property in Massachusetts. When her health started to decline, she was forced to sell her property to pay for